making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so to get everybody in the holiday spirit, Netflix this year will be dropping four new Christmas films to its Christmas lineup.
Yay!
I know, I'm so excited! So the films are Christmas on the Square, starring Dolly Parton. We have talked about that
one yesterday, already. Yeah.
Yep, so that's going to be one of them. Holiday, starring Emma Roberts.
Which, oh, she's adorable. She's an American Horror Story, and she's also was the daughter in We're the Millers.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, starring Forrest Whitaker.
Nice.
Don't know what that's about, but I like him. He's always good in his movies. And I guess this is much anticipated. I didn't know that it was. But
me either.
The Christmas Chronicles 2, starring Kurt Russell.
I didn't know there was a Christmas Chronicles 1.
CW's like, yeah, that's my jam, man.
Oh, I need to watch this now.
Yep, and those are all the movies that are going to be coming out on Netflix.
Sweet.
Yeah, what do you got?
So SNL's back this weekend, and just in time to spoof the presidential debates, even though I don't really feel like they need to. They can just play them back. But according to executive producer Lauren Michaels, it's going to be live.
So, live.
Yes, with an audience. So everyone will, of course, have to adhere to coronavirus precautions. The full cast, including Alec Baldwin, is returning for season 46. And Chris Rock is slated to host, with Jim Carrey coming in as Joe Biden.
Season 46?
I know. Isn't that crazy? Lauren Michaels says there'll be heat sensors and rapid coronavirus checks before people can enter the studio at 30 Rock, but we'll have the and they'll have to leave the set before stagehands come to make any changes. But yeah, full, at least a studio audience for once, which that'd be a hard show to do without a studio audience.
Yeah. Have you tried watching it where they've just like done it from home or whatever?
Yeah, it's not been good.
It's not good. So,
and then James Cameron revealed the progress of the Avatar franchise during a video chat with Arnold Schwarzenegger for the Austrian World Summit that Avatar 3 is almost done filming. They lost about 4.5 months of production, so as a result, they've rolled around one more full year for a release to happen now in December of 2022.
Oh. So lost 4 months pushes it back another year.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you excited to see
I never saw...
You haven't seen the first one?
Well, I saw the first one.
Okay.
I guess this is Avatar 2, and then they'll begin finishing Avatar 3. I'm very confused.
Yeah. There's a lot of avatars coming out.
The story wasn't written very well.
There's supposed to be like a total of four. So we've already had one like 10 years ago.
Dancing with Wolves with Blue People.
Right. That was 10 years ago.
That's really what I call it.
And there's supposed to be like three more coming pretty quickly. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.